Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host. And joining me this morning, talking about the ongoing crisis at the border, Leslie Holman, president of the American Immigration Lawyers Association. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Twanda. Nice to talk to you.
You too. You know, it says that a new opinion poll says that the majority of Americans believe that the waves of children crossing into the United States from Central America are bona fide refugees fleeing persecution at home and that we should not immediately send them back. Is that true?
Woohoo! I am so delighted to hear that message because, yes, that is true. And the fact that that's out there means that we're doing our job. You know, this is something that, you know, we, the American Immigration Lawyers Association, have been trying to get that message out here. This is a crisis. It is an absolute crisis. And, you know, when you're talking about kids and children, that makes it even more of a crisis.
So tell us what we're looking at. When we talk about immigration, what is at the crux of this whole problem? It seems like it kind of waxes and wanes a little bit. Sometimes we're hot on it, and then sometimes it's on the back burner. And so I think we're feeling a little bit like it's not real consistent on what's going on, or at least that's what we see.
And you know, it's true, and it probably feels like that now, too, because you'll hear about the immigration, and then you'll get interrupted by, you know, Ferguson, and you'll get interrupted by different things. But, you know, in our opinion, it's always on the front burner, and certainly this crisis at the border, and it is a crisis, has brought it to the front burner, at least on this particular issue. You know, obviously what's gone on in the House and in Congress this summer has also brought it to the forefront, but, you know, this particular movement, if you will, has put it in the forefront where it should be, because you're talking about people in trouble, and, you know, we as the United States have got to pay attention to that, and you know, we as an association are making sure that we do.
Well, we know that, well, at least we know what media tells us, but that, you know, they round them up and they place them in homes or detention centers. Tell us a little bit about that. What is that like? And, you know, is that a safe place for children?
No, it's not. You know, and when you speak about safety, you know, there's so many elements to safety, because safety for a child means, you know, means environment, too, at least in my opinion. And when you say homes, we're not seeing that, unfortunately. You know, we're looking at detention centers, and we're looking at a detention center created in the middle of nowhere in New Mexico. And certainly, you know, that's not a place for children, and it's not a place for families. We saw Hutto closed in 2009. You know, we helped, we made sure people knew about it. And what we're seeing now is people, you know, people, children and women held in these detention centers, and they're not being released. They have, you know, many of them have friends and family here, and they're not being released. Bonds are being denied, or they're put at, you know, levels that are not reachable. And we have protections in place that say this shouldn't happen, but it's happening. So, you know, that's one of the situations that's happening, you know, at the border. It's hard, I mean, at these places. It is hard for, we've got, you know, tireless volunteers and people being heroic, trying to help these people, and they're not being given the tools that they need. You know, we have children, they're sleeping on cots. You know, because this happened so quickly, there were people that were put around, you know, that were sent to the border. I mean, these are government officials, but they weren't given the direction. They just said, okay, got to get these people in and out as quickly as possible. And so, you know, it's, I mean, this is a jail-like setting. You know, these, you know, these kids, there's no playgrounds. There's not that caterpillar that we see where they get to slide up and down, you know, through the generosity of government officials who are really thrown down there with no directive other than to move people in and out. Through some of their generosity, they're bringing things like coloring books. And in fact, we've heard that the only activity is coloring. You know, 8 hours a day, that's a lot of lines.
Sure is. That's a lot of coloring.
Right? There's not how many colors in that Crayola box, you know?
I'm telling you. Leslie, you know, this has been sort of the thorn in America's side for a very long time. Is it still the same, or has it improved? What's going on with this administration? Is it going to improve the situation, or is it something that, as I always say, needs to be blown up and started over again?
Oh, well, it needs to be blown up because we need our administration to act on so many levels. Mm-hmm. But, when you say a thorn in the side, and it is, certainly we know that immigration, it's funny, when I became an immigration lawyer, no one even knew what it was. Now I'm president of the American Immigration Lawyers Association, and it is on the forefront. People are hearing about it. But what's happening on the border right now is a crisis, and it's a little bit different. But nothing is being done by the administration at the moment to take care of what's happening. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know where they want to go. We don't have the protections in place for the children. We don't have what the directives are for immigration reform, to deal with that thorn.
Yeah, it's been growing. Tell some of the reasons why the people are coming across the border, especially sending their kids sometimes alone on these long, treacherous rides. Some of them don't even make it. But tell some of the reasons why people come across the border to the United States.
These particular people, the women and children, are coming across the border because they are fleeing violence. They are fleeing gang violence. They are fleeing the violence from drug cartels. I mean, this is, and you make a very good point because you say they're being sent away. Think about it. What parent sends their kids on a journey, like you say, they don't know if they're going to make it? I can't even imagine as a parent having to deal with that.
That shows the desperation of a parent to get their kids out of the situation.
Ah, thank you for recognizing that because it is so important. And another piece, they're coming up and they're putting themselves before the agencies, before the government. When in your life would you think, geez, I would rather be in a detention center or somewhere than free where I am? That alone tells you how dire this situation is.
Yeah.
And
the thing about it is, Leslie, is that we can't go into their country and say, look, straighten up so your people will stop coming over here. We can't, we have no say-so in their country.
No. What we do have and what we should do is one of the things that was discussed early on when we were talking about, some of the things the government could do is we could provide help in these countries.
Mm-hmm.
We could provide education. We could provide some of the tools so that they can, help to stop the problem that, deal with the gang violence, deal with the education so that they're not going to need to come. And that we could be doing that, and we're not doing it at the moment. We've heard that, it was a priority, but we haven't seen it happen.
Wow. So what can we do as concerned citizens, as mothers, as fathers, as educators? What can we do?
First of all, your voices need to be heard, okay? People should be writing to their senators and their congressmen, saying this is not acceptable. We as mothers and Americans are not going to turn our backs on women and children in trouble. Let people tell their stories. I came here, I live in Vermont, and we have refugees. We've got refugee resettlement. Talk about the people that are here. Talk about what it is we need to do and how we set the example for the rest of the world. We ask European countries to take in Syrian refugees, yet when they're knocking on our doors, we're going to close them? Makes no sense. And, hopefully when we start to get bond for these children, hopefully there's going to be things set up so that, people can make donations, people can open their homes if need be for those that don't have relatives here. And they are going to need to watch a little bit because we're trying to figure out what to do, but they can certainly go to our website, the American Immigration Lawyers Association, which is www.aila.org.
Mm-hmm.
Where we have updated information daily, and they can see what's happening and be given directions on how to help.
Because, I think the biggest thing is, and we're getting right at our time, but the biggest thing is that we don't really know, we don't understand what's happening there. All we know is that they're coming into the country, and so people start talking about the money and the jobs and the this and how much money is costing us. But we don't really understand what's going on in their country, so we can't put ourselves in their place. Most people don't understand what's happening in their country. And I think that's a big thing, is to help us understand what's going on in another place so that we can put ourselves in their shoes.
agree 100%. And, you know, we have the context, and we can, you know, if we can direct people to our site, I mean, we have that context, and you are absolutely right.
Great.
You know, this is a situation where it's needed. That education is needed.
AILA.org?
Exactly. American Immigration Lawyers Association.
And this is the President, Leslie Holman. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing this information.
Thank you for having me and for getting the word out there. We appreciate it very much.